In jazz, if you want to get noticed, tradition says you go to New York. But what if you're a first-rate improviser who chooses to stay at home? Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says chances are you'd be as famous as Ernie Krivda. Ernie who?
Ernie Krivda lives in Cleveland. Yeah, that's right, Cleveland. Butt of a thousand jokes. It's a nice town, he likes it there, and they got a great bus station, so what's it to you? Ernie Krivda also plays the tenor saxophone uncommonly well. He's got what jazz fans like, a big tone and plenty of rhythmic drive. He'll even play familiar tunes. Krivda works a lot in the Midwest, but he's not what you call famous, even in jazz circles. I'm tempted to say he'd be famous if he lived in New York, but he did live there for a while in the 70s, and it didn't happen. With bassist Jeff Halsey, one of a dozen players from Northeast Ohio, heard on a new CD called Ernie Krivda Jazz. It's on the Cadence Jazz label. This is his 9th album, more or less, and Krivda's sure of himself as a leader. Working outside the spotlight, he's developed some good ideas that might not have occurred to him in New York, like featuring Pete Salvaggio on 2 cuts. He plays some of the best jazz accordion since the late, great Leon Sash. Ernie Krivda has said that he's influenced by more than saxophone players, acknowledging the particular inspiration of gypsy violinists. But on this track, called Irv's at Midnight, he sounds like he's echoing Pete Salvaggio's accordion. They get the same asthmatic low notes. Krivda is Polish, and I think I hear some polka inflections in his waltz Little Face, although he doesn't. It has to do with the way his phrases expand and contract rhythmically. His sense of time has accordion pleats. As a born-again New Yorker, I think the idea jazz musicians have to live here in order to prove themselves is pretty wacko. Jazz isn't some fragile hothouse flower you can't transplant, and jazz musicians are just like other people. Some like big cities and some don't. They may find inspiration in the complex flavors of a Louisiana gumbo, or the moo of a Montana cow, or the glow of a fire on the Cuyahoga instead of the bright lights of Broadway. Besides, all jazz fans should have to go to New York just to hear a good show? Hey, Cleveland, I hope you know how lucky you are.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz critic living in Brooklyn. It's not Ohio, but he likes it okay.